Welcome to Paula Live Past and Present, the show where you can hear the history of Paula through the eyes of the people that have lived here. My name is Eric Ortega, and I'm your host, and today this show is a little bit different. I traveled 450 miles with a family, some of which traveled more than 900 miles. They drove from Tucson, Arizona to Belmont, California, which is near San Francisco. We wanted to go see our nephew compete with his college basketball team. Ruben Silvas Jr. received a scholarship to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and they had a couple of games that were going to be played in Belmont, which is the closest game that they were going to play to our neck of the woods, you might say. They play in Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Canada, and mostly in Alaska. This was the only game scheduled in California. But traveling with the family, I thought it would be a great opportunity to look at the changes of basketball on the reservation. Now, I grew up on the Paula Indian Reservation, playing basketball. I wasn't very good, but I had fun with it. When I moved to Tucson, I played basketball with my brother-in-law, Ray Silvas. I even played some with his son, Ruben. Now I sit and watch his grandson, Ruben Jr., play on a team from a four-year university. I spoke with three generations of ballplayers. So, that's coming up. However, the first conversation is with Comadre Lily, Ruben Jr.'s grandmother.
Long drive to get out here?
Oh, yeah, very long drive. Very nice, very nice weather. I liked it. Very nice.
And the drive up to Oakland?
That was a ridiculous long. Very long. Never been in a ride that long. It was nice, though. I liked the ride.
And you finally got there to see Ruben play, is that the first time you've seen him play as a Nanook?
Besides on the online? Okay. Yeah, that was the first time ever in like that. Besides the one on the TOCC college, that was awesome too. But this is the first time there as a real life on this kind of, como se dice, setting with higher colleges people, students.
Oh, yeah, like 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds,
yeah, yeah,
you got juniors,
yeah,
seniors.
Yeah, it was awesome. I wanted to go hug him when I first got there, but they told me, Mom, you can't go down there and just give him a hug and you have to wait till the game is over. So I waited patiently and I watched and enjoyed the game.
So with all the driving out there and then going up and coming back, was it worth it to see him play?
Oh, very much worth it. I would do it again if I have to. I did it out of my heart and I wanted to see him so bad that I saved my Christmas bonus money to come here. Otherwise, I would not be able to make it. Yeah, but it was awesome.
That's a long trip. Long trip for you guys.
I was really looking forward to this. Thank God. I made the right choice.
Cool.
4 hours. Two hours on Friday, 2 hours on Saturday. But hey, it made me so happy to see him play there. I was like in tearing, but I'm holding my emotions right now. Because if I do cry, I don't want to make everybody feel sad. Mm. I just have it here.
Well, it's tears of joy, so it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the tribe has helped you guys out as far as him going to
Oklahoma? Oh, yeah. As far as education-wise, the tribe provided him with scholarships. Scholarships, what they provide. And they're after him to turn in his report card, I guess it's called. And the next year's schedule, and they want him to turn all that in before the 31st of December so they can sponsor him again this coming spring.
Is there anything you wanted to say kids that are young Ruben's age and younger?
Young Ruben's age? For my people in the Pascuayaki tribe, for the youth kids now, just to keep going to school. Don't let nothing get them down. Keep going. Whatever problems they're having in family-wise or school-wise, just leave everything at home and focus at school. And do your best in school. Just keep going and don't let nothing get you down. Just keep going.
And now to where the legend begins. I spoke with Ray Silvas, Ruben Jr.'s grandfather.
Is this the first time you saw Ruben play for the Nanooks?
Yeah, this is our first time. Well, we watched him on webcast, but we had to see the real thing.
Did you talk to him after the game? Did he say that he could hear you out there?
Yeah, he kept looking up at us once in a while. You'd think we didn't see him, but we saw him. Yeah.
He's in college now. Is he achieving all the goals you set for him?
Yeah, that's a good thing, especially class-wise. When he was at TOCC, he was not studying for himself. Now that he's further away, he has to carry his own weight, so he's doing pretty good.
All right. So, okay, that's enough about Ruben. Now about Raymond. How has basketball changed on the reservation when you remember you playing and then when you see him play?
Well, it's a lot faster, I'll tell you that. A lot faster and a lot higher off the ground. Oh, and the backboards are glass now.
Oh, yeah. Even on the res, huh?
Even on the res. No more wooden backboards.
Did you ever play organized basketball when you were growing up?
No, it was mainly just for fun, just guys get together. But it was a lot of fun. It still is, you know. It's even more fun now just watching the kids. Because, like I say, they're faster, bigger, stronger. Yeah.
Well, I know this. When I used to play, we used to, like, maybe have some beers at break time and stuff like that. The kids don't do that these days.
No, and that's a good thing.
They dedicate themselves to the game.
Yeah.
Ruben, your son, watched him grow up playing basketball. Did he play organized ball?
Actually, he did. He played for Cholla, Santa Rita, and back to Cholla. So, yeah, I've been involved in the kids, all of them, actually. Playing basketball, football, baseball, pretty much every sport there is. Even my girls, all of them lettered, all the kids lettered except for Nikki. They all play varsity ball, so that's pretty good. And now Junior's taking it to the college level, so, you know, it's good.
Was it, like, pretty cool going all that distance to get there?
Yes, it was definitely, it was well worth it. You know, we've been planning this for a while, ever since he took off for Alaska. Took out the schedule and circled a date, and here we are. You know, if we could afford it, we'd be to a lot more of them. But, you know, that'll take care of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked to his coach? Did his coach have anything good to say?
Oh, yeah, he's nothing but, one thing he did say was, and I quote him, if I didn't have to take him out, I wouldn't. And knowing Boy, you know, he probably wanted to stay in there anyway.
Yeah. But he is a team player, and he knows that everybody has to be able to work together. When he's in there, the different team goes in there a lot faster, a lot more team-oriented, I think. But that's just me. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's what Junior does to him. You know, he makes him play team ball. He's always stressing the extra pass, which when he's in there, it does happen. Sometimes not. You know, our point guards have to look into that a little bit more. But if they would do that one extra pass, I think would be a lot better for this team here.
And that'll probably come to play as they play together more.
Yeah, as they mature together, get to know each other, trust each other, you know.
So, yeah, even when he's in the middle with guys swinging at him, everything, he sees that open guy running down the field, down the court.
Yeah, he has that vision, you know.
Coach says that it's because he kind of grew up playing ball, that
he sees
the whole field all the time, whole court.
We did play a lot of ball in the backyard, so, yeah, he did grow up playing.
He never dunked over me, though. I never played him.
I like to foul him, so.
He could take a foul, too.
He could take a foul. That's where that comes into play.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say for younger kids that maybe younger than him or kids his age?
Actually, for them, you know, it's easy. Just play ball. What I would like to say is for the parents, you know, every time they want to go to practice or to a game, whatever, you know, as parents, we tend to, like, you know, not have the time or want to do something else, you know. Mm-hmm. It's important that you, you know, take them to practice, watch them practice. Kids, they'll say, you know, it's all right, you don't have to go. But you notice when you're there and they're playing, they're more, you know, happy. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, parents should take care of that, and that would be better.
So, like, family support, parent
support.
Yeah,
support them as much as possible, especially their immediate family.
And has your tribe helped him out at all?
Oh, yeah. I'm very thankful for the tribe, especially Peter, UPC chairman. You know, he's done a lot for us. And hopefully, you know, Ruben's doing his part, making, you know, people aware of, you know, Indian basketball players. And I'm sure there's many more to come after him.
Yeah, I know that's one thing he said, too, yeah. So that's cool. All right, well, anything else you want to add?
No, just come on, kids, play some ball. Keep them grades up. That's it.
Have some fun.
Yeah, have fun.
The next interview is with the proud father of Ruben, Ruben Silva Sr.
All right, your son's in college?
Yes.
Long trip to get up there to watch him play. Is this the first time you actually seen him play on the Nooks?
The Nooks, well, yes. Up close and live, yes. On the internet, I haven't missed a game yet. The trip was worth it. Worth every penny, worth every non-sleeping hour.
It was a long ride, huh?
Yes, it was.
But yeah, you get it. Well, actually drove straight up there and just a couple hours before the game, right? And got there just in time to change clothes or whatever and head over.
Yeah, we got there and right when we walked in the gym, I seen him sitting down. I know he's with his teammates and I know I'll probably embarrass him a little bit, but just walked around, you guys pointed to where he's at, and I went around, gave him a hug, kiss on the head, just let him know I was there. He said he saw us when we walked in, so surprised he got a little bit irritated with that, but that's okay, I'm a dad, I could do that kind of stuff.
It seems like the guys he's playing with now are a lot bigger than the guys he played against in the past.
In the past? Well, I think it's a four-year school, so, you know, it's a university, so of course they're going to have a lot better players, been around a lot longer, maybe hit the weights more, maybe a little bit mature, but he's already 21, so he's around the same size. He's just a little skinnier than most. Well, that doesn't hold him back in any way, I guess.
I see that he's a lot faster than a lot of the other players.
Yeah.
And I think part of that's because of his physical ability. The other part is because of his experience. He knows what's going to be happening before.
Yeah, he's been playing Boston since he was little. I had an interview with him right when he signed his letter of intent with the Daily Star, Arizona Daily Star. And the guy asked him, what was your first memory of him? I told him some memory, I can't recall what it was, but what I should have told him was I had a basketball in my backyard. Remember we used to play that on the court outside? And I think it was like 3, maybe 2, around that age, taller. I was outside shooting around, and I gave him the ball, and he just threw it up. And then went in, I was like, what? I was like shocked, it surprised me. Like, for real? This little baby made that. And from then on, it's just sport after sport, basketball, baseball, football. Everything he did, it was pretty good. It just came naturally at it. It was natural.
And then you guys gave him opportunities to keep playing.
Yeah, definitely. Put him in Little League, Pop Warner, youth sports basketball, the YMCA. You know, yeah, a lot of family support and friends too. A lot of his uncles, his tios, tias, they were around to watch him play, watch him grow up. Both on my side and his mom's. Usually it was just his mom, though. She was always there. Even when I went to Marines, she was there for him.
Oh, yeah. You did, what, 3-4 years in the Marine Corps?
4 years. I missed, I think, kindergarten to about third, fourth grade, maybe. Yeah. Not only him, but his younger brother. Two younger brothers and a younger sister. The other two weren't born yet.
Is he achieving all the goals that you had set for him, or is he going beyond those? Or
when I was playing, I always thought, you know, he used to be there, and I always kept telling him, you're going to go farther than me, whatever dad or father wants for their son or daughter. Go farther, be better than him. I learned that from my dad, be more than what I am. I think he's doing way better than that. He's exceeding my expectations.
You played organized ball when you were growing up?
Yeah, I played high school. Played the same thing like he did. Res ball, little league, football when I got a chance. I played football in high school, basketball in high school. And he was there for those games too. He was already born. Imagine that, a little kid. A kid having a kid. I was 16. He watched it. I used to take him to school with me. His mom, my dad or his my mom would take him to practice, pick me up. And some days I even took him with me to school. Which is kind of weird. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was a kid. What did I know? I guess he benefited most because right now when he was a little like that, he saw me playing all those sports. I guess that's what made him want to do everything too. Mm. And want to keep playing.
And he gets some help from the tribe?
Yeah, whatever they can. The chairman helps him out, family members, everybody. Whatever he needs, they pretty much give him whatever I can or we can as a family. They help him out a lot.
I know the family all pulled together to get up there to watch him play. Is this like the closest game he's going to be to you guys?
Yes. Yeah, it is. That's why I wanted to make it.
It was only about 800 miles or 900 miles or something like that.
Yeah, that was it. It was nothing. It was worth it. 2 games, 4 hours of ball. It was worth it every single minute. I didn't want to be late at it. I didn't want to miss a layup or nothing. Just being around them again feels good.
I know he wants to see you guys. What do you want to tell, like, say, some of the kids that are growing up now that are his age or a little bit younger, maybe?
They just got to keep putting in work. And I know there's a lot of other things they want to be doing, but if they really want to play sports or school, all you have to do is just do it. It's pretty simple. There's no real, you know, hard, I guess, plan to do it. All you got to do is just do it. And that's what he did. Of course, there's going to be, like, I guess trials and tribulations, it's going to be hard, and you know, you might not have the family support or the monetary support. It's just, if you want to do it, you will do it. And of course, having problems with school, you know, having to keep focused and doing the studies. Mm. But he did it. You know, anybody could do it. You just got to do it. It's pretty simple. You got to have that will.
Mm. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Oh, and I'm proud of him. He knows that. We're all proud of him. Mother, myself, his grandfather, his nanas, his grandfathers, I should say. His brothers and sisters, they love him. They all look to him, and he's doing what he needs to do. Even if he wasn't playing ball, he would still be doing something good. That's what I know about him.
In Belmont, the team went 1-1. They won one game, lost one game. I spoke with Ruben's coach right after a one-point loss, and he speaks about the big plans for these players.
Coach Durham from Alaska. You introduce yourself, or your name, rank, and serial number.
Yes, Mick Durham, the head men's basketball coach at Alaska Fairbanks University.
Well, I guess my first question is, you asked me when I called you on the phone, how did I hear about Ruben Silvas? And I told you that he's my nephew. And so my first question for you is, how did you hear about Ruben Silvas?
Well, we, you know, last few years we've been recruiting the Arizona Junior College League a little bit. And so I got an early glimpse at him in JUCO Jamboree last year, right at the beginning of the season, where all 12 Arizona JUCOs play. And it's a chance to see everybody. And so I saw Tohono play, met Coach Vargas. And then they happened to come up on a trip to the Northwest right before Christmas. Oh. And so I had a weekend off, so I went over and watched them play a couple games. We were also recruiting another player on Tohono, Christian Thompson. But Ruben caught my eye that night. And from that point on, you know, I think Ruben felt good about things, and we were able to offer him a full scholarship, and we kind of went from there.
So did you actually go out and recruit Native Americans, or were you just looking for good ball players and to bring them up to the U of A?
You know, we just look for good kids that are character kids, that are squared away academically, that academics is important, and Ruben definitely falls under that category. And so, no, yeah, it wasn't anything in specific other than I saw a good player, and then the more I learned about him, obviously we found a kid with great character, and the academics are important to him, and so then we thought it would be a good fit.
So what are the things you're trying to achieve this first year, having basically only three returning players?
Well, you know, we're just trying to, I think anytime you have a new team, you know, you try to want to just develop a culture of, you know, want to just do things right. We want to have fun. We want to work hard. You know, we want to really be a team, you know, where the guys rely on each other and make it a good experience. And so that's basically what we're trying to do with this team. And this team, you know, is going to play a lot of games together. And we're not starting any seniors. And so hopefully we can keep this team together all through this season and into next season. But, you know, we're making great progress. And so we just, we're taking it, you know, just 1 week at a time, one day at a time, and just trying to work and just do things the right way and play together and play good defense.
You guys actually looked pretty good tonight, and you looked really good last night. This team, I saw this team play yesterday. They're a really good pressure defense team. Your guys seem to handle it pretty well.
We did everything we needed to do, you know, to win the game. And then sometimes the games come down to, you know, a couple free throws and a couple big shots. And then, you know, their kid made the big shot tonight. And last night, you know, we made some big shots to kind of pull away. And it's tough because, I wanted our guys to be rewarded for the 40 minutes of work they did, and it just didn't work out. But, it's early season. These are great lessons for us, and we'll get better from this.
Okay, how do you see Ruben fitting into your program in the future?
Well, you know, he's a small forward for us. I see him maybe as we develop him, maybe next year play a little big guard. He's one of our best defensive players. He's one of our best team players. I think he's got a big upside offensively. We need to extend his range to the three where he's comfortable doing that. He obviously needs, like all players need to, get stronger as he gets older, that type of thing. But he really runs the court. And so I think more than anything right now is just really get offensive skills. He needs to become a little more selfish, because he can do some things. Sometimes he'll give in to the other players. And you saw it tonight, where he took the ball the hole and did a kind of a 360 spin bank shot. So, there's a big upside, and he works very hard. So that's exciting. He has a great feel of, he just kind of lets the game come to him. And I probably, credit that to, him playing ball since he was young. And he just has a great knack. And he's come in and done great for us. I mean, he's only played, about seven games with us now. But really settled in. And I'd like to play him 40 minutes and never take him out. But, he's playing about 30 minutes a game.
Yeah,
so give him a little rest. We really are going to enjoy Ruben. In our program, and then the more people that knows that he's in our program and how special a situation it is, we definitely would like to talk about that and his growth in our program.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I know Ruben feels like it's a great opportunity for him, but, we're also very fortunate, to have him in our program too and learn about him and his culture. And that's the neat thing about college athletics. I mean, we have guys from California and Arizona and Washington and Alaska, and we're all trying to mesh and become one. But why we do that, it's cool, the relationships that are built, and Ruben's definitely a big part of that. That's the neat part of being on a team, being on a team and being part of something and working together with other people is really cool.
And now the interview of the show, Ruben Jr. And believe me, it's hard not to recognize the humility and intelligence of this young man.
When Alaska was recruiting me, I was thinking about that already, how far I would be, how much I would be giving up, like not seeing my family every day. I'm used to them annoying me or bugging me, but I knew I had to make a change for myself, and I knew they would support me in whatever I chose. So I just gotta go do what I gotta do, and then I know they always have my back.
There's only three returning players from last year, and your team has several players that are performing well this year. Are you looking forward to being part of a special team next year when all of you guys get a chance to play together?
Oh, yeah. Coach brought in at least 12 new people, all from different places, different JUCOs. But next year is going to be a special team. This year we don't get a chance to go to the playoffs, but we're just going to play like we do. Like, we do have a chance, but next year is going to be a great team that everybody got to watch out for.
Okay, at this point in your career, what message would you like to give to other Native Americans that are involved in sports?
Work hard, study hard, please study hard. I made the mistake in high school, I was going off onto the wrong road, but... with the help of my family, they got me back onto the right track. Keep your studies up, and every time you get in the gym or whatever sport you do, just do it 100% and with heart.
Do you feel like you're, at least at this point, achieving some of your goals that you started out with?
Yeah. One of my goals was to get to a university after JUCO, and I made it happen, but it's not easy. You have to work hard. It's a lot of sweat, just a lot to take mentally, but yeah, I'm achieving most of my goals.
Besides family support, what programs have you heard of that have been part of what you have done and you think should be available to young athletes on the reservation?
Right now I'm in the higher education program with Pascua Yaqui Tribe, and they help me out financially, or if I need a tutor or just a resource, they're a valuable resource on the tribe. So I would tell all the Native Americans just to use that as a valuable resource.
Okay, higher education,
yeah,
you call it?
Yeah, it's a higher education building. They just built a new one, so it's helped me out a lot.
Ah, okay. Is there anything you'd want to add that you know might be heard on the radio there in Tucson?
Yeah, I hear all the messages that my dad's been telling me, and everybody's been supporting me, and I just want to shout them out, because without their support every day, you know, I wouldn't be here. So, and like on Facebook, they're always tagging me or watching me on their TV or computers. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know I was just like that big of a deal, but I appreciate the support, and be back there soon.
Yeah. So, all right, good job, man.
Thanks.
Well, it looks like we have time for a song from the In Tribal Bird Singers, and I will be back next week on Paula Life Past and Present. If you have any questions, comments, interesting points, give us a call at Res Radio, 760-742-4200, or you can email me at eortega@paulatribe.com. Thank you.